coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Well, I want to wish everyone again a happy Thanksgiving. Again, what am I saying? I just was talking to Eric the Tech about Thanksgiving. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com, two N's on Hagman. And folks, go to HagmanReport.com, bookmark that website, follow us on Rumble and Brighteon. Please do that. Subscribe to our channels. We get extra cookies when, you know, we get a cookie when you do that. You hit the subscribe button, the little bell in heaven rings, and the angels sing, and it's all good. But anyway, one thing I want to say, I'm thankful for you, the audience, making this a very, very popular show all across the United States, and actually all across the world, surpassing 1.3 million downloads in the last 30 days. I want to say 31 days, roughly. So that's a lot of downloads, and we really appreciate appreciate all of you. Also, follow us on Rumble and Brighteon. Just a couple of things very quickly here. What we call as the deep state, what they are doing right now to all of us, using multiple lines of attack, they are using, they're attempting to attack us and divide us along racial lines. They are attempting to launch a race war. They are attempting to destroy or to wreak havoc all throughout the United States, all throughout the West, really. You see what's going on in Australia. You see what's going on in Austria. You see what's going on in other Western nations. But the last bastion of freedom, the doorstop to liberty, is the United States. And they're wearing down the nations. Australia, they're taking people away that refused the so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine. All across the land, they're making things very difficult. Meanwhile, here in the United States, remember, the United States has Eric the Tech. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, Eric the Tech. Didn't you say, you gave me a stat one time about the number of guns and the number of people in the United States? It was like
1.2 guns per person?
Per every man, woman, and child in the United States, which is incredible when you think about it, but I truly believe the only reason why we haven't seen the level of tyranny that Austria, Australia, Croatia, and other nations have seen is because we are still armed. And they need to take away our arms. They're going to kill us anyway. Whether it be through the release of a bioweapon, additional bioweapon, but they're going to kill us anyway. But ideally, they want to take our guns away from us. Hey, Beto O'Rourke said as much. We're coming after your guns, although he's not in a position of any authority or power. But I do believe he's a spokesperson for the deep staters. But the journey into tyranny right now is the path that we're on. And with Biden making these proclamations, hey, you're going to need truckers, truckers crossing into the United States, or even one could take this interstate travel, although I'm not going to take it that far at the moment. I do believe that's where this is headed. You need to have the jab. This is not about a virus. This is not about your health. This is not about other people's safety, as we know. This is about tyranny. And the left in general population is so brainwashed. The left is carrying the water for the deep staters, the globalists, the party of Davos. And the brainwashing, the media, by the way, is complicit. And remember, in Nazi Germany, it wasn't just the a concentration camp guards and the doctors and scientists. No. It was the media, the propaganda purveyors. Purveyors of propaganda in Nazi Germany were also put on trial. So keep that in mind, Brian Stelter. You know, keep that in mind, insert name here. So I wanted to mention that to you because, again, we are looking at this massive propaganda campaign that is destined to take this country down. And that's what they need in order for this global concentration of power, this global concentration of wealth. That's what their objective is, along with depopulating the planet. They want our stuff. How are they going to get it? They're going to kill us. Well, how are they going to kill us? Through a bioweapon. Well, what's the bioweapon? Could it be the SARS-CoV-2? Well, it could be, but more than likely, it would be the bioweapon in that syringe that they are so anxious to get in everyone's arm. Because what? How else would this make sense? Is it really about health? Is it about? Of course not. But as you have whatever, celebrated, you know, across the dinner table, Thanksgiving, with your family. I mean, I just wonder how much, how can I put this? How much discontent was there, if any, if you brought this up, if you talked about it? It would be rather interesting to find out. I'd be rather interesting to hear. You can leave your comments in rumble.com or our channel, Rumble. But I'm going to show you this really quick because I am following the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Not yet because it hasn't started. It's going to start on Monday the 29th. But this to me is extremely important because this has the capability of exposing, not that anything is going to be done about the perverts involved in all of this, the child and human sex trafficking agents. Not that anything is going to be done about any of this, but I do suspect there will be some nuggets of information from this trial that will expose these perverted globalists who have been operating from behind the scenes. I think this will bring some information out. But don't wait for the media to cover any of this with any kind of integrity. It's not going to. They are not going to. As a matter of fact, they're part of it. When you look at the flight logs, for example, to Epstein Island and such. So that's a big deal. All right. Now, you might say, well, you know, the Rittenhouse trial, that's a big deal. And the other trial in Georgia, a big deal. But no, this is a huge deal because of the exposure that this could provide. All right. So, and by the way, I am posting a lot of alerts, or I will be posting a lot of alerts about the trial, about the, not about the trial, but about the, what we learn from the testimony on Galileo. So if you haven't done so, two things you need to do, go to Satellite Phone Store, get yourself a satellite phone, go to Galileo, links in the program description box at HagemanReport.com, and make sure you sign up for my updates on Galileo. The updates range from human intelligence of the updates I provide cover the spectrum. So, but that's going to be an interesting part of it as well. All right. One more piece of news. Hunter Biden, you know, I've reported on this. I have talked about this. I've written about this in Wisconsin Christian News, exclusive to Wisconsin Christian News. If you haven't gotten your copy yet, definitely get it. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com, get your hard copy, you know, and also your digital copy. And while you're there, donate to Wisconsin Christian News. But during the spring, and about a year ago, about this time a year ago, maybe it might have been December, I received two different exact cloned hard drives from two different people of Hunter Biden's laptop. And my exposés appeared in Wisconsin Christian News about the, I'd gone through the hard drives. Now, here's what we're seeing right now. You can put this up on the screen, Eric the Tech, if you don't mind. Wisconsin Christian, or the hard drive, known as the laptop from hell or the hard drive from hell, whatever you want to call it. This contains information that everyone should be paying attention to, because the documents on this, and I pointed this out, not to, there are so many documents. The relationship between the Bidens and the Communist Chinese Party, undeniable. And, the ideal situation, you can keep that up there for a moment. The ideal situation would be for patriots to serve their country, right? In other words, you assume office not for your own personal prosperity, but to make the country better. You work for us. You work for the people as an office holder. That's the theory. Instead, you have the Biden crime family, and I cannot emphasize this enough, the Biden crime family being enriched by their positions of power, or at least Joe Biden, and that, of course, trickles down into the crackhead, pervert, child diddler, Hunter Biden, now turned artist slash money launderer. Go ahead and sue me. All right? But that's the deal. Oh, and the FBI, hey, look, you want to kick my door and go ahead, take what you want, but I'll tell you what, you make sure you take the laptop from hell. Copy, I got, in fact, I'll duct tape it to the front door for you, right here at the studio. Well, here's the deal, real quick. The Biden family, and the sad thing about this is no one gives a damn, right? No one cares or seems to care. And this is not going to get any coverage anywhere. Old Joey bag of donuts there, right? He's worked for years to make money selling out his country to the Communist Chinese. And he was set to benefit from a deal to transfer. Listen to this, because this is, we're going into winter now. We're into winter. Technically fall, but winter. To transfer American natural gas to the Chinese energy company, CEFC, which I've talked about on this program. And through a prospective 2017 deal by Hunter and Jim Biden. Now, these documents have laid dormant on the hard drive. This, as the Biden regime is massively scaling back the United States energy production, and of course tapping into the strategic petroleum reserves on the oil level. But again, from this level, and I went through CEFC and all of this in the past on this platform, the 10% for the big guy, you know, H, the big guy, right? Folks, Louisiana, again, think about this. The Biden family used their political leverage in this prospective deal to sell natural gas in Louisiana to CEFC, the Chinese firm. Who did this? Hunter Biden. Who was coordinating this at the official government level? Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., Mr. Poopy Pants, Mr. Marbles, Shuffles, whatever you want to call him. But who's really behind all of this? Well, for personal enrichment, it's the Bidens. But who gave the nod and the say-so? The deep state locked-in individuals during that entire period of time, from 2008, 2009 into 20, well, into actually right through 2019, so well over a decade. This is an extremely critical thing to understand, I believe, because in addition to energy, but mineral rights, selling out mineral rights, remember Hillary Clinton being part of this. Remember, in Nevada, there's some issues in Nevada with some state officials there. I've got to tell you, this is all about the communist Chinese. So if I were you, you know, this Thanksgiving, hopefully you had turkey and what have you, as opposed to Mandarin duck or learning Mandarin. But at the rate we're going here, you just don't know. But again, no one's going to cover this. And it should be, really, this should be front page news all the time, because this, to me, at least the way I see it, is selling out your country for personal enrichment. And there you've got, you know, the guy with the ice cream cone and the short-term memory issues, enriching his family, of course. You know, it's something when you get $250,000 job, which sounds like a lot. It is a lot. To me, it would be a lot. And you end up leaving office, you know, a multi-gazillionaire, just like Nancy Pelosi going in there, being a public servant and then retiring or planning on retiring in this massive estate down next to, I guess she's going to be a neighbor of Austin Brower. I'm not sure. I think their backyard, no, the back, her backyard's the ocean. So I think their side yards touch, hers and Austin's. At least that's what I've been hearing. I'm not sure. It's her massive, magnificent castle, and then Austin Brower and Ted Brower on the other side. So if that was the case, you know, that'd be pretty cool. But having said that, that should never be. That should never be in terms of really enriching oneself for a public service or for public service. All right. You know, again, I'm thankful for you folks for making this broadcast a success and for telling others about it. I thank you so very much. I mean, God bless all of you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. But I also want to thank Ted and Austin Brower for what they do. You know, they've helped so many people. Folks, right now, with respect to all the gunkies out there, the man-made bioweapon type viri, I don't know if that's, the stuff that's made in laboratories, whether it's Wuhan or North Carolina or up in Canada, whatever they're planning on releasing. You know, there's one thing that we can do to fight against this, and that's, of course, make sure your immune system is healthy. Well, you know, Austin Brower, Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, Sharon Brower, all the Browers, Brower here, Brower there, Brower everywhere. Anyway, too much Thanksgiving wine there, I guess, right? Yeah, I'm kidding. But, you know, it's important that we keep our health. I've lost too many people, too many friends, and I'm sure many could have been avoided had they just taken care of themselves, had they had the proper immune system support. It's sad to say. I'm convinced of that. And of course, you know, having a death protocol by the CDC administered by a hospital, that doesn't help either. But that said, it's up to us to take care of ourselves. And I'm very pleased to announce this. Go to healthmasters.com and use the code. Now, I had to wrestle Ted for this. I mean, I had him in a headlock. We wrestled. I mean, there were lamps broken, tables busted. But he finally said, okay, I'll do it. Thanks five. That's thanks and then the number five. Thanks five. Use that. And guess what? I had him in the headlock so much, so well. And he said, okay, it'll be unrestricted. You could use it for whatever you want. Go to healthmasters.com this Black Friday. Or whenever. But soon, do it soon, sooner than later, using the promo code THANKS5 for 5% off, unrestricted, any product, all products, THANKS5. And you'll thank me later for wrestling him and having him do that. Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. Austin, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, my friend. Hope everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving. And yeah, I'm still trying to repair my house from the damage you guys did in my living room from wrestling and fighting in there all afternoon on Thanksgiving.
I'm telling you, man. But, you know, it was the mashed potatoes and then the. But I said you're gonna yeah. So
I got hit in the face with a turkey leg. I mean, I'm still recovering from that. I'm not sure if I'm going to bring you over for Thanksgiving again, Doug. That was just a bit violent for me.
Well, I got to ask you too. I didn't see Nancy out in the veranda, Nancy Pelosi out there. How's she doing? Is she welcome?
I'm trying to figure out where she actually lives, because the place that they're talking about where she went is about 200 miles away from me. So I may be able to see her with a satellite, but a $25 million compound on the oceanfront is a bit out of my budget currently, not to mention the maintenance and property tax and everything else that keeps up to try to maintain a property like that. But I just find it the absolute, almost satirical irony how she has ruined California with her policies, and has just lambasted DeSantis for the entire 2 years about him keeping the state open and now she wants to retire in Florida because it's like the only place you can retire other than Texas and a few other small states that don't absolutely just hammer you with taxes now, because California's a joke with their state sales tax. I mean, I saw a thing the other day. One of the places out there, the fuel is almost $6 a gallon now. $6 a gallon out in California. And I guess she's tired of paying that fee. So she wants to move to Florida and harass us down here. But she'll fit in with some of the real hard liberals down there in South Florida and West Palm and stuff where she's going. That always votes blue. So I'm sure she has a bunch of her friends down there that she's probably going to live beside.
you know, couldn't DeSantis say, couldn't DeSantis say, no, you're not going to live down here. You know, no, you're not. I mean, can't governors, can't they like prohibit a person from residing in their state? I mean, wouldn't that
be- I'm not sure. I know one thing. I've actually asked this now for a couple attorneys, and I don't think we can do it. I've actually asked if we could put a halt on individuals moving down here and a halt on more houses being built. Of course, a lot of the developers pay off the county commissioners who end up getting very rich by whoring out their cities by selling property pennies on the dollar in agricultural areas that don't have the infrastructure to handle the influx of housing. And so they turn around and make a significant amount of money once the subdivisions are finally done and the apartments are finally done. But no, in reality, in all seriousness, we do have a serious problem down here in Florida that nobody's wanted to address, and that is the people that are moving here. There's a lot of people that are moving here from all over the country. Large percentage of them are very hardcore left, as I've now found out personally in the last couple of weeks, as I've run into some of these people in the larger cities, and they want to move here, they want to live here, they want to enjoy Florida. My biggest concern is they have a very short memory span. There's a high probability they're going to be voting blue back again in the election next year. And we definitely cannot lose DeSantis. He's been better of a governor than Trump was a president. And DeSantis has been very, very active to the point that Disney now has even halted their vaccine mandate because of a lot of the legislation that he has passed. And, you know, for good reasons. I've been telling everybody, you know, we've been preaching it left and right. You got to keep your immune system strong. You got to stay on the CD, you know, the zinc. But one thing now that I've been telling people, because so many people have been coerced into getting this shot because of the job, and now even OSHA has put that on pause. That's why I told people at the very beginning, I said, dude, I said, hold off on this. I said, a lot of this is going to be a bluff and it's going to get held up in court. And so I had somebody the other day ask me, you know, Austin, what's a protocol if I got the shot? He goes, I see so many people coming down with heart attacks. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, one of Lana's friends sent her a Facebook post the other day, and there was a family together. And I guess one of the relatives had come down and fully vaccinated, booster shot, 54 years old, in the living room, hanging out with everybody, drops dead on the floor with a massive cardiac arrest. They paddle him. They get his heart back running. The problem is by the time they got him back up and operational, he had already had too much brain damage from what had happened. And so it's interesting to see what is happening right now all across the world. I saw another article from a former pro football player over in Europe, you know, like soccer, as they call football. He passed out, John Fleck, blacked out on the field, had to be given oxygen, went in with cardiac issues. Another 17-year-old player went into cardiac arrest and had to be paddled out on the field. There's something going on, Doug. There's something going on big right now, and it's happening all over the place. One of the doctors that I was reading about in the article, it was Dr. Yaffa Shiraz, in a report that he just came out with. He said there's been a five-fold increase in sudden cardiac deaths of FIFA players in 2021. He said, so what is causing this sudden epidemic? And this is not abnormal. I talked to you about on our show last week. If you look up the Google algorithms, you can type in certain words that have searched the search engine, and it'll straight show you there's been a 600 to 700% increase in search of the term myocarditis symptoms or pericarditis symptoms over what there were simply by the beginning of the year. There were very, very rarely any searches for that term up until about June, when majority of people started getting the shot, and now it's being searched on a global scale. And so this guy asked me, and I said, well, I said, the best protocol that I could figure out and that we've been telling people is A, CoQ10. That's an incredibly effective formula that strengthens the cardiac muscle. B, the magnesium brain food. The magnesium is very, very good for the cardiac muscle. It's also good for the vascular system. C would be the vitamin E, the viscosity, helping the blood stay thin so you can possibly prevent blood clots. Those three right there are the main ones that I would recommend. Obviously, there's more that you could go into as far as with the fish oil and multiple and staple, but those three right there, from what Ted and I have researched, are going to be the most beneficial for the cardiac muscle. You may even need to increase the dosage of the CoQ10 up to 300 to 400 milligrams a day of the ubiquinol. Again, we don't really know 100% what's going on. This is more speculation theory, but what we do know from prior cardiac events from individuals, including myself, that has had pericarditis when I was younger, it is definitely something that is going to not, at least, it will at least help. It's definitely not going to hurt by running these supplements. And as you said earlier, we put together the Black Friday sale for everybody, the Thanks Five. That's 5% off everything store-wide. That's food bucket four packs, that's three pack specials, that's the kit. You guys remember, some of these kits we got 10, 15, and 20% off already on the website, like the D3 5 10,000. That's already 20% off. So you throw the 5% on top of that, you're looking at 25% off a product that's one of the strongest, most absorbable D3 formulas in the entire world, in my opinion.
I snort that. I'm telling you, man. No, I'm kidding. But that D3 K2, my wife's blood levels of vitamin D were extremely low. She took that. It was 30 days, a 30-day regimen. Checked again, and it was above normal, above the acceptable range. Okay, it was into the really, really good range. I'm using unscientific terms. So D3 K2, folks, that's an incredible product. Thanks Five. You can't beat that with a stick. Actually, you know, I got to tell you, my arm still hurts a little bit from where Ted kind of punched me. And I'm sorry about the broken furniture in your house, but you know, we had to wrestle Ted to get him down to that no restrictions part. So you'll thank me later. But you know, yeah, it's a little tough. My wing's a little sore. All right. Yeah. Very good. Very good. But by the way, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I lost my train of thought. I was, you know, a head injury from.
What we're saying out here, as much as we've encouraged people to stand their ground on this, there's still some people now that got the shot and they didn't really realize it was bad as they thought it was. And now they're seeing the effects. And the more people get the third booster shot, and of course, we're going to have the fourth booster shot rollout now, as Fauci has already hinted to, by February or March. And this has become almost a joke that's not funny. It's actually really what it is. It's not funny at all. But the fact that they're telling so many people is they've already come out now and hinted, well, if you don't get the third booster shot, you're not going to be considered fully vaccinated. They've already done this in Israel and multiple other countries. And now they're rolling out the fourth booster shot in Israel, even with pretty much the entire population getting grossly sick on a regular basis. And this is what people have to start asking the question. what am I believing and who am I believing? And is that okay? There are a lot of things out there now that if you even have the mildest amount of concrete rational thought, you should be questioning this. I mean, we're now seeing that in South California, they're now telling everybody that if you're around anybody in your house, you need to be wearing a mask inside of your home now if you have anybody come visit. So you all need to sit around masked, covered in masks at dinner for Thanksgiving. And there was an article, where was it at here? I saw it. It kind of laughed at first, and then I got kind of irritated. So the New York Times put out this Q&A about advice to give people if they're fearful of people coming to their home. Now, very clearly what we're seeing now here is, and I've said this already repeatedly, one of the tools from the psychop that they're trying to do is they're trying to make everybody scared of everybody. They're trying to disconnect families from one another. They're trying to force people into thinking that every single person is a possible threat. They did this last year very well. That's why I told you guys where the masks were so idiotic. 6 feet apart, wear your mask. Don't touch anybody. Stay away. Social distance. It was all about making everybody a potential threat. So it didn't matter where you go, neighbor against neighbor, son against dad, daughter against mother, brother against, you know, friend. Everybody started having this like, oh, well, he made me sick. He's an asymptomatic spreader. You know, he could be carrying it even though he doesn't show any symptoms, which I've told before repeatedly. That was the dumbest thing. Well, now they came out now on New York Times. And this is a question that they put up, which I don't even believe. This is a real question. I have a hard time believing this real question. I think it was basically a plague question that they wrote in. If our child, 9, and our cousin, 10, have only received one dose of the vaccine 2 weeks prior to Thanksgiving, is it safe for us to eat indoors? There'll be about 20 guests, all vaccinated, and 65 or older crowd have all received booster shots. This is what they reply back with the response on the New York Times. Well, I'm glad to hear that the children, all guests, are vaccinated. As the kids will not be fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after their second shot, I think some care is warranted, especially because some attendees are 65 and older, thus a greater risk of more serious breakthrough infections. You should have your kids wear masks at all times, eat very quickly, and stay away from the older adults at all times. What? Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? A 9 and 10-year-old need to make sure they wear their mask at all times, eat quickly, and stay away from the elderly adults? I can't even fathom what stupidity is going through some people's heads if they actually take this seriously now. But yet, you see people actually terrified in some areas of everybody. And this is 100% blamed on the mainstream media. They are 100% the ones who have caused this to scare everybody into this submissive state, into thinking everybody's going to die from a survival rate virus of 99.9%. This is atrocious to me. And the fact that they're intentionally trying to scare families into not being together, I saw the other day, I think it was Good Morning America, they put on there and said, well, you know, one way to deal with inflation is just don't buy a turkey. And if you don't buy a turkey, less family members will show up and it'll probably save you money too. Now, another one they came out with on here, they're basically saying that you need to go and buy a tofu turkey because the tofu turkey is a lot cheaper and it will save you money and it's still just as great, but it's a lot less money. And nobody bothered to tell anybody that the soybean tofu dinner is loaded with phytoestrogens. I've talked about this before. There's a high concentration of phytoestrogens in the soybean. Soybeans can bind to estrogen receptors through the phytoestrogen in the body and can cause weak estrogenic activity. So obviously a small dosage of soy here or there isn't going to give you man boobs or cause issues with your estrogen cycles, but eating a giant soy turkey that you can munch a bunch on all week long is definitely not going to be something that's beneficial to your health. And also, let's address the fact that 99% of all soybeans are fully GMO, sprayed up with Roundup and every other host of herbicides on a weekly basis so they can be harvested much easier. They're unbelievably toxic. Soybean oil is horrific for the body. Soybeans are not healthy, regardless of what garbage they want to put out there. It's a very, very cheap protein. It's loaded with estrogens, and 99% of the time, it's loaded up with glyphosate. But again, this is where they're trying to take us. Don't be with your family because you need to be scared of them. Eat a soy turkey because you don't want to spend money on a regular turkey because inflation's kicking in because of horrible monetary policies and reckless spending with $1 trillion bills about just see every few months that come out, keep throwing more and more money into the markets. This is their advice. And as you can see now, Doug, the concept of what they want to do with Klaus Schwab, where you own nothing and you will like it, and you will basically enjoy your captive with this Stockholm syndrome they're trying to portray onto everybody into thinking this is okay, and you'll have nothing, and it'll be too expensive to own anything, and you'll just take whatever the government gives you and be a good little happy slave. That is what they're trying to promote now. And I always wondered about it years ago when I started to hear the New World Order and all this stuff. It was very clear now, once this started last year, where this was headed. And you see the level of tyranny develop in some of these other countries like Austria and Australia and France and Italy. Well, I'm sure you've already seen it. I talked about it on Monday's show, you know, the beginning of the week, but I wanted to address it again as a lot of people saw this article and they couldn't believe it. I have verified it now with emails from friends that I've had that have requested not to be disclosed from Australia, but Zero Hedge covered on it from the North Territory Chief Minister, Michael Gunner. The Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in the Northern Territories to quarantine camps located in Darwin after 9 new COVID cases were identified, and now 38 close contacts will also be transferred there now, and the number will go up, is what Michael Gunner said. Thank you for the 20 military personnel, as long as the Army trucks to assist with the transfer of positive cases and close contacts. They are literally now taking people, forcibly extracting them if they test positive, or if even somebody comes in contact with somebody that tests positive. Now, let's clarify. This isn't hospitalization. This isn't symptomatic. This isn't headache, cough, cold, throat, anything. This is simply you tested positive on a PCR test, and there's other people that have been around you in the recent vicinity. You are all now being forcibly extracted to a quarantine camp now for the foreseeable future. They have put no cap or no timeline on when you're able to leave. In my opinion, from what I've heard, and again, I can't verify this because I'm not in Australia, from one of the emails that I got, they're starting to monitor everything that's coming out of Australia now, including now the Postal Service is no longer delivering to Australia. I talked about it earlier on our show Monday. We've been fighting tooth and nail. We've had packages actually come back. Priority Mail will no longer deliver to Australia now. They're saying that Australia is pretty much a no-go zone. There's other companies like UPS now that we have found that we've gotten rates we've negotiated on this week, and we can get packages in there. But the United States Postal Service is pretty much stepping away from Australia and New Zealand. There's a reason why. There's something else that they're planning down there, and they obviously don't want to get involved with package transporting down there. But from what I have been told, again, I can't verify this personally. This is just what I've heard from somebody in Australia. They are going in now. They're forcing people at random who are essentially the dissidents. They're not random. They're saying it's at random to test. And if they test positive, they're immediately taking them off to the quarantine camps. The coincidence that they think is not a coincidence is majority of the people that are now testing positive and are close contacts are individuals who are talking about stuff on the internet, on the radio, out in public, with rallies and so forth about what's happened. Essentially, it appears that they have now gone into full-blown Gestapo concentration camp mode in Australia, and they're now taking and removing any dissent, any resistance, all under the guise of public health. You tested positive, or you were around somebody that tested positive. We now have to take you to this camp out in the middle of nowhere that has nothing but a one road and one airstrip. And you basically have to stay out here until we can tell you that you can leave. And notice, there's no cameras in there. Nobody's got any footage inside these camps, inside these communities, inside these buildings. And nobody knows what they're doing to these people. Once you go into that camp, it's essentially a black site from what I've read. And nobody knows what's happening in there at all. They apparently feed you, and that's about the extent of your life. So again, this isn't a conspiracy anymore. This is a fact. They're now transferring people with positive COVID tests and close contact, and they're extracting them into quarantine camps in Australia. This is not a joke anymore. This is obviously escalating, and they are trying to do everything they can to control any dissent and any opposition now for whatever they have planned in the near future, Doug.
You know, I received a video of, this was taken, this is from indigenous people in Australia, who were the remnants of, or the left behinds, and I suspect temporarily left behind, of others that were taken, rounded up, and sent to one of these camps in Australia. Now, I can't authenticate this. I can authenticate the sender and where it came from. It came out of Australia. I don't have it ready to play, and you wouldn't, folks, you wouldn't understand it anyway. It's heavily accented with, the language is pretty difficult to understand. But essentially what they said is everything that you said, that they are rounding people up using military assets in Australia. That's number one. Number two, I received a communication from Australia saying, yeah, we are, hang on a minute here. This is about the, deliveries to Australia. There is something else going on here with respect to, things going in and out of the, of Australia. The bit of information I got here was a fear, and I don't know how, look, I don't know how this would work. I'm just going to toss this to you, okay? A fear of firearms being brought into that country, being sent into that country. Now, I don't know how that would work. I don't know, but could that be a thing? I mean, could that be a reason?
I mean, I think the main reason, and that's definitely a part of it, because I think what's happened is now the, and again, I'm just going to talk off the cuff from different people I know in the industry. There is a possibility that the resistance in Australia, even though there's so many people that are still there, they obviously do not have the means and firepower to take back their country. And they 100% dictionary definition have an out of control tyrannical government right now. I mean, that's a fact. You can't even argue that from every bit of history. When you start allowing the government to round you up and take you to a concentration camp because they said you may have been around somebody that may be positive for COVID, you realize your rights are no longer existent. And I know one thing that I've heard is that they don't want any supplements, any nutrients going into Australia. They don't want anything coming out of Australia as far as people actually sending footage, videos, documentation of what's really going on. And they also do not want any type of weaponry, ammunition, or explosives being sent into Australia right now. So they're literally monitoring everything that comes into the country. If it does not fit the criteria of what they want to allow to come in, they essentially are rejecting it, or it's not even making it. And so the postal office has now basically declined to send anything to Australia. There's, I'm sure, a lot of people in the firearm industry that would love to help out Australia. Quite frankly, they need it. I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's not something I'm ever going to get involved in, right, but that's something that they really need down there. Quite frankly, my opinion, laws be darned now in Australia. This is out of control. This is human rights level now. We're taking people off and extracting them out of their home with military and throwing them in quarantine camps because they may have been around somebody that may be sick when there's no evidence of anybody being ill. I mean, Australia's had one of the lowest COVID cases the entire time, even back before anything happened and any lockdowns. It's a very, very strong, resilient population. They get an enormous amount of sunshine and D3 down there in that country on a regular basis. They have very good immune systems. And so the fact that you're treating them like they're literally dogs and dragging them off in a kennel, like they're animals to go be put down and euthanized or put into a pound because they may have been around somebody for their protection, it's nothing short than a human rights violation. And I really wish we actually had a government and we had groups in the country, in our country and other countries, that were going to stand up and help them out and had the resources to go down to Australia. It's always funny, Doug. You know, it's always funny to me is when anything's beneficial in the Middle East, like taking a country over and taking over their resources and their oil reserves, the United States is the first one to say, oh, guess what? We've got to go attack that country to promote democracy. You know, it's for their protection. We're going to go bomb them for their protection. We got to support the community and support the populace, and it's still democracy. When you're seeing Australia now literally showing the definition of human rights violations and dragging people off against their will, against their consent, to store them in a concentration camp, media silence. Nobody said a darn thing about it anywhere in the entire world, including the United States mainstream media. Media silence. All they want to do is talk about how an 18-year-old kid went to a protest where they were trying to burn down gas stations, and basically a convicted child pedophile grabbed his firearm from him and he shot him while he ran away from two other guys that pulled a pistol and beat him with a skateboard and shot them. And they want to call him a white supremacist and that our entire court system is broken and needs to be rebuilt. That's the only thing the media wants to talk about. Yet Australia is extracting people with the military and taking them into concentration camps just because they feel like it, because somebody may have been around somebody somewhere at some time that may have had COVID. This is very disturbing to me that we have the silence that's going on about Australia right now. And it's not coincidence that that country was fully disarmed back in the 90s. And it's not coincidence at all that they're using them as a beta test, as an island, to try to see how far they can roll out this new world order. Because remember, even I think it was one of the legislators or prime ministers, she came out and said, you will not be able to be basically in society without the jab in the new world order. She said the term new world order on an interview. She said it. And so it appears that essentially the higher ups in Australia, they have pretty much sold their souls. And they said, listen, we'll do whatever you want. This is our job. We're here to control Australia. We're going to do a giant experiment on this country and see how far we can take it. They're disarmed. They're on an island. We'll cut their packages off. We'll cut their communications off. And we'll see how far we can push them until there is any resistance. If there is any resistance. And that, in my opinion, appears what they're doing right now. And that's exactly why I think they're trying to restrict all packages coming into Australia. They're restricting a lot of contact in Australia. And they're literally going door to door of people that simply made posts or photos all the way back from rally 6 months ago. And they're going door to door with law enforcement, asking them if they were at that rally and why did they post that photo and why were they out in public at that time? Because they were breaking the law. That's the level of tyranny that is ensued in Australia right now. And it is very disheartening to me.
And you know, it's coming here, Austin. I can guarantee you it's coming here. It's going to hit Canada first. We're seeing, the good thing is we are seeing uprisings in Australia. Well, we're seeing it. The mainstream, the people aren't, because the mainstream media is not showing it. But there's a tremendous amount of pushback right now in Australia. And especially, God bless Karen. I love you as a sister, Karen, in Italy, and all you're doing in Rome and Milan. We're seeing some pushback, severe pushback in Croatia, of all places. Of Poland as well, Lithuania. But let me show you this. This is on a website. I'm not 100% sure where this was just shown within the last 24 hours. This is what you're talking about. And it appears to me that the military in Australia are rounding up the indigenous people first, and they're going to be moving, I don't want to say inland, but I guess that would be inland or to the urban areas, to round up the dissidents against the COVID pass or the anti-vaxxers, whether it be, you're on social media, you're doing YouTubes, or you're actually in the streets. Go ahead and just, this is a minute and a half, roughly. We'll cut it off early if necessary. Go ahead and play that.
Hey, I'm on Larrakia Country here in Darwin, Northern Territory. We're in a state of emergency here. This is a crisis situation here in the territory. It's an act of war against our people. We heard today how Michael Gunn is congratulating Scott Morrison for sending him an army to go into Binjari and to Robinson River and having to remove people with the COVID operation. Now, I made a video today and I'm getting inundated with calls from the communities and getting updates as we speak. Now, children are being held and vaccinated against their world. Children from 11 upwards, right? They're being held down and vaccinated in Ramanginning and Owen Pelly. I've heard reports. We've heard reports from Binjari. We're also hearing reports of people being unable to get food. And also that the territory families are in waiting like vultures, waiting to grab the children, because the children, people aren't getting sufficient food, and because of that, they're not being able to feed their children. So the government's got all these angles all stitched up, but the bottom line is they are vaccinating our people against their will. We're hearing reports that from that the the police in what was it, Bob Wadayo, out there, Wadayo, Port Keith, rounded up people and took them to the clinics and forcefully vaccinated them. These are all the reports. We can't. It's very hard for us to confirm things because the government is controlling.
She goes on, but you get the idea. Austin, I mean, this. Anyone tries that here, in my view, deserves a well ventilated torso
What they're trying to do here in the United States, they're trying to be a little bit more discreet about it, and they're trying to push this agenda very, very softly. They know why. The United States is very, very well armed. It's funny he brought that up earlier. I just had a conversation the other day with one of my buddies. He works with a lot of Class 3 stuff, and he sent me a link for a weapons platform that was available. It's full civilian purchase, Class 3. You pay your $200 tax stamp, and it's a transferable Rock Rivers Arm M60, fully automatic, belt-fed 7.62-51 machine gun. And we were looking at it, and I was trying to talk him into buying it for his inventory. He's got some stuff in his shop. And he goes, there's one reason why we haven't been treated like Australia yet. He said, because we still have automatic machine guns in this country, and the government knows it. And they can come in, and they can try to bring UN troops, and they can try to do this. And the fact of the matter is this. There is an enormous amount of populace in the United States now that are very well armed, and they're very awake now. There are people that understand that you do not have the right to forcibly grab somebody and inject them with a hypodermic needle. You do not have that right. We have constitutional rules against that. We have human rights rules against that. And so the fact that this has happened in Australia, exactly what I said, this is human rights violations. That lady just said it. She said they're grabbing the children and they're injecting them. And I saw a video of that a couple weeks ago. There was another video where they took a girl out of her dad's arms in Australia, took him out, her out of his arms, and grabbed her and pulled him in the other room and basically took her in the back room, and she's screaming and crying, and had a needle, with a nurse come out with a needle to shoot her up. That's what they're doing right now in Australia. And it makes me so mad that nobody in the mainstream media will even address this. The fact that nobody is coming to these people's aid and saying, dude, this isn't okay. This is not a right to do to individuals. These are humans. They're made in the eyes of God Almighty, just like we all are. You can't treat people like this. Yet crickets, all they want to do is talk about race baiting BS on the mainstream media because they're bought and paid for, and they're told not to talk about this. That's why I brought it up so much. That's why I brought it up again on your show. That's why I tried to send the links and articles to everybody I know when it first came out on Monday to let people know, listen, this is not okay, but it's exactly what you said. They are trying to see if they can get away with it in the United States. And the more people that comply with these asinine, unconstitutional mandates that aren't anything more than a bumbling buffoon reading a teleprompter waiting to get his next dose of pudding, Keaton just running his mouth like a babbling buffoon, and people go, well, the Biden said I got to get a shot, so I'm going to get a shot. I'm like, why? I've already helped out almost a dozen people with religious exemptions that have been approved. We already seen OSHA now stop it. We've already seen down in Florida now, pretty much all the businesses down here in Florida now, stop it. You have to push back. You have to say no. You have to say, no, I'm not going to comply with this. I'm not going to go on with this. And the thing about it is you have to have numbers. If you got a business with 100 people in it and one person is the only resistance, that's a problem. So that means you got to wake other people up to let them know, listen, myocarditis is a real thing. Pericarditis is a horrible thing. I've had it. And there's a reason why it's upticking to this level right now. There's a reason why we're seeing people left and right dropping dead, going into cardiac arrest that are perfectly healthy. Some of them young adults. This isn't some abnormal thing as far as that it's nobody realizes what's happening. It's very clear to see what's happening with it. People are getting this injection. Whatever the heck is in this thing, it's causing tremendous amount of damage to the cardiac muscle. It's causing blood clots, valve problems, everything. And so that's why I've encouraged you. If you have gotten it and you screwed up and made the mistake on it, at least start taking care of your heart fast as you possibly can with magnesium, vitamin E, and CoQ10. Because I think those supplements right there, being a prior pericarditis patient and other people I know that have had cardiac problems, that's the protocol with those. Because I'm telling you right now, a sick, nasty, unhealthy populace that can't function, that can't get their heart rate up, that can't fight back, that's what they're voting on. Because the truth about it is right now, Doug, It doesn't matter how many doggone guns and how many pallets of ammo we have in this country. If everybody gets too sick to stand their ground and fight back, the guns are useless at that point because nobody's going to want to do anything except try to feel better and try to stay alive. That's why it's so important to keep our immune system strong and our head in the game right now and keep our bodies and minds active, alert, and strong with everything that we can do with it, Doug.
You know, folks, please take advantage. Again, I joke, I say we can't afford to lose. I can't afford to lose listeners and viewers. I joke, but really that's not really a joke. I mean that. But we care about you. So please go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. The link will be in the program description box. For 5% off, and again, I had to fight for this, okay? I'm kidding, of course, but thanks five. The word thanks, the number five, as a promo code. Unrestricted 5% off of anything, everything. There you go. It's yours. That's a promo code. Thanks five. You know, I can't think of a better. I'm serious, man. I cannot think of a better time or a better product at this time to get your family, get your first yourself. It's kind of like an oxygen mask on an airplane. Put it on yourself first. And then help your seatmate next to you. But get your, at least get your ultimate multiple, your D3K2, your zinc, and your vitamin C. I'm telling you right now, otherwise known as the immunity kit, I believe. Isn't that right there? Yeah.
The immune system kit.
There we go. Yeah. But you know what? Don't just get one, get more than one, because look, Christmas stocking stuffers, or actually to me, this is more than a stocking stuffer. This would be, I would appreciate getting something like this for Christmas because, you know, I gotta tell you, this makes a difference. I've seen it work in other people. I've felt it work in myself. I'm not making any medical claims, but I'll tell you this. It sure beats the heck out of, you know, being down with the flu, cold, whatever it might be, just a regular routine, gunky virus. But I'm telling you, this stuff works. Healthmasters.com. Thanks five is a promo code. And you know what, folks? Don't make me come down there, okay? Because I want to make sure you take advantage of this Thanks five coupon code because I worked hard for this, all right? I mean, I don't know if Ted's nursing his injuries, but we wrestled in the living room, and then we went in the dining room, and then, you know, it was just then on the porch, and then outside, and you know, over to Pelosi's place and back, and so thanks five. That's the promo code, and healthmasters.com is the place. But you're right, man. You know what good is having guns, ammo, bullets, and beans if you feel like crap and you can't get your backside off the couch, right?
Well, no, and it's a full spectrum protocol. I mean, you look back at anything. I mean, you have to have multiple aspects that you have to address. The aspect of being stocked up with supplies if you need food and water, that's a main priority. Being able to eat and drink and basically stay alive, being able to defend those tools with specific weapons that you need, platforms that you need, and thirdly, maintaining your mental and physical health. Those are super important because, quite frankly, if any one of those things don't all line up, the rest of them kind of fall apart. If you have guns and you're pretty strong and fit, you have nothing to eat and nothing to supply and no access to food and there's no place to hunt, well, I mean, I guess you can go try to like rob people, but I mean, that's a pretty dark way to live. You know, if you have guns and beans and you have no health, well, then you're not going to do much of anything. And then basically, if you just have your health and your food, when you have no way to protect your family or your food, then that's not going to last long either. And so it's kind of a three-step approach to your health, your security, and your supplies. And that's really something that I've tried to encourage a lot of people for the years now, is making sure you think about those things in advance. And that's one of the reasons why they're starting to drag out, I think, and they push so much of this out in the mainstream media, because they want to get the algorithms, based on what everybody's doing. And this is what the vaccine passport goes into. We talked about that last week in detail. Well, it's interesting. I've seen two more articles now discussing data leaks and data breaches of vaccine passport information. There was another one now from a company called PortPass. It said a security blunder by proof of vaccine app PortPass. This was back last month. Reminder that third-party apps may not protect your privacy and security. The vaccine passport PortPass exposed hundreds of thousands of users' personal information on its unsecure website. After receiving a tip that the users' profiles on the app's website were accessible by the public, CBC verified the claim. While on the website, CBC was able to see users' personal information, email addresses, blood types, birthdays, phone numbers, photo ID, driver's license, and passports. This came after the company's CEO denied that the app had security issues and accused any of those who raised concerns breaking the law. Another one now, personal data on Scotland's vaccine passport with the NHS Scotland Vaccine Status app. It was shared with multiple private firms and online businesses. I found that the vaccine passport app shared personal data with Amazon, Royal Mail, Microsoft, ServiceNow, and an AI recognition firm. I've told everybody repeatedly, these vaccine passports have absolutely zero to do with safety, health, and protection. They are all about building the next phase of surveillance. Because remember, we have a huge, 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 huge data mining industry in this country. This is why I told people repeatedly, don't be running around and getting tested with these companies and sending your DNA off on a regular basis. Remember, I already told people before when the company Signpost Diagnostics got busted over in the UK, announcing that they basically were selling all of their DNA data to third-party industries and that they disclosed it in their 4,876-page privacy paper that you signed and clicked the box of, which I don't know who reads almost a 5,000-page document when you're signing it, because you don't. And they found out now that the company is basically selling everything. And the latest version indicates the company retains customer data, including biological samples and DNA obtained from such samples. It also retains genetic information derived from processing your DNA. And the document now reads, adding to this, that they use various technologies such as genotyping and whole and partial genome sequencing to record it. And so that's been going on now since they've been testing everybody. I already told everybody, warned everybody about 23andMe and Ancestry.com. When 23andMe came out and they had their multi-hundred million dollar contract with GlaxoSmithKline to sell GlaxoSmithKline people's DNA, and everybody goes, oh, they wouldn't do that. I'm like, dude, they're admitting to doing it. They're not even trying to hide it. And all this data they build, and I saw an article the other day, and it was called Fangs Out. What big tech wants to do with your data. This just ties into it. FANG is the acronym that financiers use in the reference of stocks, including Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. FANG, F-A-A-N-G. What makes tech companies like these so important for market industries is the wealth of data. You notice Amazon is included in the tech company. People go, oh, Amazon just sells me cheap stuff and gets it to me in a couple of days. No, they don't. They are a giant global corporation that is right under the same category with Apple and Google, and they all work together and are all very, very heavily government funded. Remember, a huge percentage of Amazon's income comes from government contracts, including housing the CIA servers. And what's interesting about it, people already know what Facebook does and all the recording, but Amazon, the company has spent a great deal of time and effort in developing personalized recommendations, price change alerts, and one-click ordering. But that's not all, thanks to big data. Utilizing algorithms and cloud computing to collect data analytics on purchase trends, the introduction of in-home assistants Alexa that listens to every word you say, their endeavor has made a larger of nearly $17.4 billion annually to provide windows into our purchase behavior and opportunities to steer that behavior in the direction that benefits Amazon. This is why I told people, dude, don't ever put one of those Alexa listening devices into your home. Never, 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 never put any of those in your house. They've already clearly said they give all of your information. They sell your information and they record everything you say. I remember that one article that came out a while back ago where there was a recording of a couple talking about another couple and Alexa somehow keyword grabbed it and recorded it, which they was already doing, and then sent it out into an email. And there's been other instances like that as well, where the information has gotten sent to people that monitor it to make sure if there's any safety concerns, like domestic abuse. And they've gone in and they said, oh, well, it sounds like somebody's in a fight now. Do we need to notify law enforcement? This all happens on those. Those Alexa platforms, the listening platforms, they are not what people think. And the fact that people are that moronic that they buy them and think they're actually going to protect their privacy and they're not there to literally be an in-house listening device cracks me up to no extent. That's why I constantly tell people, make sure you do your best. It's hard now to stay away from a lot of these smart devices, these smart fridge, these smart washing machines. All that stuff is designed to build data on you. And on top of that, this is, I do it every single night. I did it easy when I built my house. I set up a switch to an outlet that my router is plugged into on the backside of my house, so I'm not radiated all day when I'm in the house for Wi-Fi. Then at night before we go to bed around 9, 10 o'clock, I flip the switch and I shut the entire internet. Whole house goes dead with internet. And I did solar board and all types of other basically insulation in the house. There's virtually no internet in my house, even from outside sources outside the house. I mean, it's like a dead zone, which is good and a bad thing. But in my opinion, it's a better good thing than not, because A, I don't want to be radiated all night, and B, I don't need to have anything that possibly can connect to the internet by Wi-Fi now, because there's a lot of stuff now. You don't even buy it as a smart device. It already automatically hooks up to Wi-Fi. Just about anything will hook up to Wi-Fi now. Just that's, you know, the platform.
I've got to say this, okay? Here at the Hagmann Studio, we upgraded to 5G. Okay, number one, number two, our router. I had the installer install it right underneath Eric the Tech's chair. Okay, so he gets blasted, all the time he's here, and I also put an Alexa device right on his desk, and I get like constant updates from Alexa as to what Eric the Tech is talking about. I'm kidding, of course, folks, but you know what Austin said is very true. And when you're, this is extremely important as well. Austin, I know you didn't laugh. It wasn't that funny, but gratuitous, late, but okay. But here's the thing. If you're setting up security, do not use like Ring devices or anything that's interconnected.
No.
I'm telling you, although, hey, this is really convenient. You could take your smartphone and see everything. So can everyone else. And I just was consulting a case last week, where an individual actually hacked into the interconnectivity of the devices. I don't want to get too deep into this, but the Ring device especially. And that actually led into the router, the wireless router, which led into the internal camera system. And this person could see everything going on in that house. So if Joe Sixpack over there can do that, well, a little bit more than Joe Sixpack, but if someone at that level can do that, then what do you think is happening at the level of the government? And which brings me to this. I want to ask you, Austin Brower, and by the way, before I go any further, thanks five. Remember that, commit it to memory. Go to healthmasters.com right now. Pause this, go to healthmasters.com, start shopping, 5% off without restriction. It's going to end in 15 minutes. It's going to end in 15 minutes, so do it now. You get that, folks? Okay. All right. So, but do it now, because, and you know what? Two is one, one is none. So ultimate multiple, two is one, one is none. Get two of each, really. You need to do that for your own health. But I want to ask you this. Do you think that the composition of the jabs, you were talking about how the Alexa and connectivity and stuff, do you think that there's something with the jabs that has some sort of component, as crazy as it might sound, that it could be interworking with the 5G or whatever networking Internet of Things? Is that possible, Austin, do you think?
I think it's highly possible, you know, and from the, don't want to sound far-fetched, but when the one doctor, I forgot her name, she was on Stu Peters, and I followed her on a few other things. And she went into detail and showed photos of some of the slide graphs of what she referred to and said tested for graphene oxide in high, high doses in those injections in the vials that she had. Now, are they on all the vials? I don't know. I personally think from my own theory, from the research we looked at on the VAERS report and the actual lot numbers, as you and I talked about a couple shows ago, I think there is like a saline placebo vaccine that's out there that pretty much all the, administration gets and any higher up individuals get, and they've shipped it out to a few other places. And I think there's then a real RNA injection. And then I think there's another one that's an unbelievably toxic injection. And that's what we've seen on some of the lot numbers that has caused significant adverse events and thousands of deaths just on those couple lot numbers. So the answer is yes. From the research that it looks like, what graphene oxide does, graphene oxide is used heavily in lithium ion batteries as a conductor. It's unbelievably toxic to the human body. It's, by the way, it's never been approved for any usage inside the body ever. There's no useful purpose for graphene oxide to be inside the body. So when the doctor came out and she looked at this research, she goes, I'm not really sure what's going on here. She goes, I wanted to try to do more tests and try to qualify this even further, because if they really are putting graphene oxide in these shots, essentially, the theory is they're using it to try to get everybody connected into an Internet of Things. Once you start injecting enough graphene oxide in the body, from what I've read from the research on it, it's so toxic to the tissue because it basically melts into the tissue, so to speak, when it absorbs into it. It's very difficult to get out. It doesn't just go away. It's kind of like mercury. It doesn't just disappear and excrete out the kidneys. It builds up in the body. This is one of the theories why you saw so many people that had gotten the shot and they could put a magnet on their shoulder on the injection site and it would stick to their shoulder. They put a magnet on their right arm where they didn't get injected and it would fall right off. This was something, again, that was very, very strange that nobody's really been able to give a true reasoning why. And apparently that is, in my opinion, what's happening now. The graphene oxide is going to tie into the 5G. Has anybody else noticed the 5G towers? And if you know what they look like, you know what they look like. If you don't, look them up online. You can see them. They look like big little mini refrigerators that are all up on towers. They're not cell phone towers. They're 5G internet towers. One thing I was telling Lana the other day, even in our rural area where we're at now, you're seeing 5G towers everywhere. They're popping up everywhere. And I told Lana, I said, could you tell me one time, babe, one time, because she's a stay-at-home mom. She homeschools the kids with the homeschool co-op. She's always running around. And I said, have you seen one time a crew putting up a 5G tower system? And she sits back and looks at me and goes, no, I actually haven't. I've never seen a single one going up. I said, don't you find it odd that these 5G systems keep popping up literally overnight in random places? Some of them they try to make look like trees. And I said, not a single person I've talked to, I've asked numerous people, I've never seen one being constructed and 5G systems being hooked up and platforms on it and cranes or boom trucks or people cabled up. Never seen that, not one time. And I said, what's interesting about it was when I first noticed that they were popping up aggressively was right conveniently during the COVID lockdowns nationwide. And I brought that up on a show in March of last year when I still drove around. I still worked. I was doing all stuff all the time. All of a sudden, I'd be going down the road, and there's like 2, 3 5G towers popped up. I'd see them inside of one another. I said, dude, where the heck did those come from? There never even cell towers there. And then I put it out on the show, and within a couple weeks, I had people sending me emails and photos from all over the country saying the exact same thing. Dude, we used to go on this one road. We left the other day. There's 5G towers up everywhere. It appears that there's crews in the middle of the night putting up these towers when nobody's up, and they're just showing up out of nowhere because they don't want anybody to question it. Now, whether or not that's happening, I can't prove it. One thing I can say, I've never seen a single one go up. I do know for a fact that people are more aggressive lately. Drivers are much poorer down here, and we're seeing more and more hostility on very minor topics. And they have said with the 5G systems that it is going to cause basically irritability of what it does to the cell structure, the DNA, because of the 5G wavelengths and what it does to the body and how they have to be so close to one another and the intensity and frequency is so high. So yes, you factor in graphene oxide, if it really is being injected into people's bodies and then you're dropping in a 5G network like that over their body at all times, being bathed in it, it's probably going to have a negative effect over the next couple of years, the more and more people get injected with these shots, Doug.
So, okay. All right. Because the reason I'm asking this is for the life of me, I've never seen a non-vaccine vaccine, something they call a vaccine, being pushed so hard, being forced upon so many, when that substance, that satanic serum, I don't know what to call it, doesn't prevent you from becoming infected from this bioweapon, doesn't prevent you from spreading it, and doesn't really prevent you from becoming sick with it. Now, supposedly it says, you know, they say, well, it'll limit your the mortality rate, but I'm not even sure that's the thing. That's a thing. So, you know, I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, all right, so what is the actual, what's the reason? Now, if it was just mere compliance, to think this through, if it was just mere compliance, would they forcibly inject or would they incarcerate like Australia instead of, I mean, I guess, what am I missing here? What should we be looking at? And that's what I'm because I think we're pretty late in the game here, Austin. I really do, in terms of what's taking place all across the world. And I'm not sure many people are really picking up on that, how late in the game this is.
I think you nailed it on the head, Doug. I mean, you and I have been talking about this since the beginning when it started, about all the topics and different theories. And the more we theorized and the more topics we came up with and addressed them, the more we found out that over the last 2 years, we've both been very right on a lot of this stuff. And I think you pretty much nailing it on the head. If this was simply about public health, which obviously it's not, and it was simply just about compliance and submission, would they be really dragging kids off and forcibly injecting them? Would they really be hauling people off to concentration camps? No. There's obviously a much, much more sinister plan that goes along with the shots, and I think it's multi-tiered. I think it goes into depopulation with what we're seeing now. I think it goes into tying people into the transhumanism ideology, which I think that's still years down the road as far as tying people into the hive mind and the Internet of Things. But I think it's the very, very real goal that they want to do. I think we haven't seen anything yet when it comes to these incredibly toxic shots and trying to mandate them. I think this has all been used as a giant beta test template to see how far they can get away with it in the court systems, to see how far the populace will go along with it and how compliant they'll be. And then just an added bonus on top, you're going to have tens of millions of people not only dropping dead, but coming down with serious, serious health problems over the next couple of years from this. I mean, we saw what happened to the Simeon 40 vaccine with the cancerous monkey cells that were put in that back in the polio shot and the other injections that were done. And then all of a sudden we find out later on, oh yeah, by the way, those had live cancer cells in them 50 years later. Why is it that Pfizer and the FDA doesn't want anybody to have access to the documentation about the Pfizer injections and what they do and their real true composite of them until what, I think 2075? I mean, what is that about? I mean, it's funny when we start looking back at what happened with, you know, syphilis when they infected it into black males and basically told them they were helping them. What we saw with a lot of the experiments with the SV40, with polio, with all these different shots they experimented on with people in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And then we turn around and we're supposed to believe that these individuals that are still running the show somehow have our best interest in heart. So that way, you know, you got to get the shot for your protection or else we're going to fire you and drop you out of society and you're not going to be able to function because it's for your protection, for your protection. And it's funny, we're seeing now the truckers, like you said, they're talking about 2.5 million truckers are talking about dropping off if they try to force them to be injected. And you know what I haven't heard anybody talk about? I haven't heard about anybody talking about mandating illegal migrants that come into the country to be injected from Mexico or Afghanistan or any of that. I haven't seen any mandates on that. And the big mandate that I've still brought up, and I'm still waiting to hear from somebody because nobody's been able to address this at all. They just kind of browse over it when they don't want to talk about it. Have you heard a single mandate, Doug, that individuals that are on welfare and SNAP programs and WIC programs and housing subsidy programs, have you heard about any of them being told they have to get the COVID injection in order to keep getting their welfare checks and their SNAP checks?
You know, Jen.
Anybody?
Yeah, I have actually. Jen Chucky Doll Psaki, during one of her press conferences, reassured us. Now, I don't know how, and I can't find, the clip is somewhere, reassured us that these people coming into the country, these people, these unfortunate, looking for work, better life people, are actually coming from places that have a better rate of vaccination than the United States. She actually said that, and I can't, I have to find the clip to pull it, but or pull the clip to, I have to find it first, but it makes no sense whatsoever. And yes, this is, I mean, but to answer your question, no, I have not. And about the truckers, how, on what planet does this even make sense? Because help me out with this, Austin. I'm stuttering and stammering. Help me out. This is to crash our economy. It's to make every, I mean,
Yeah. That's exactly what this is, Doug. I think 100% certainty, in my opinion, but in my certainty, I think that's exactly what this is designed to do. They need to collapse the country, and they have to have a scapegoat. The scapegoat is going to be the people that don't get the shot. So they're going to blame everybody. I said this repeatedly, and I'm 100% holding to my guns on this, as much as I don't want to be right about it. This is why I've encouraged everybody to keep pushing back in unison so they can't get away with this. But I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to bring the segment of populace so small that it's been unvaccinated, because majority of people are going to comply. Then when the small segment finally has enough and says, dude, go kick rocks. You come at me with a hypodermic needle. That's considered violent battery. I'm going to shoot you in the face. That is a deadly weapon. Leave me alone. Once it gets to that level, they're going to say, guys, the unvaccinated have become violent now. They're domestic terrorist, unvaccinated individuals, and we have to do something about them. They do not need to have guns. They do not need to be functioning in society. They need to be basically arrested and quarantined off. That's why I personally think they're going to try to take this. And see, the thing about it is they have to get the amount of people that are unvaccinated to such a small degree, such a small group, that there's going to be very little ability for us to band together in large unison. That's why they've slowly been narrowing the box. Remember what was it, 9-10 months ago? Biden, Polanski, Pelosi, Fauci, all the bobbleheads were on television saying, no, you can't mandate a vaccine. No, we have no intention on mandating a vaccine. No, there's no way you can mandate a vaccine and enforce that. We saw it all. I've seen the videos. I've watched the videos. I've replayed the videos on the show. They've all said it repeatedly over and over and over again. Then all of a sudden out of left field, they go, well, now we're making a federal mandate. If you're a federal employee, you have to get it. Oh, and if you're the military, you have to get it. Except we're exempt in the White House. Then they took it a step further and said, well, now we're getting OSHA to mandate it, anybody that has 100 employees or more. Well, they've already leaked it out now that that's not going to stop there. Once they get the approval with OSHA, if the Sixth Circuit Court actually rules in favor of them, which I'm praying they don't, and I'm praying these judges aren't that compromised, then what they're going to do is next, they're going to say, well, it's going to be either 50 or any employee that has 20 or more employees. If you have 20 more employees, it's mandated, or we're going to revoke your business license. That's where it's going next if we don't push back now. And it's going to go further down the line until eventually it will be that point to where, nope, sorry, you can't even get a job. You can't renew your driver's license. You're not actually allowed to operate, you know, turn on your cell phone. Sorry, you're definitely not allowed to have a passport. You can't go to the store and buy food, and you will see exactly what they've done in Australia. All Australia is a foreshadowing of what they want to do globally. That's what I've always told people before. All you have to do is watch what they're doing. And they'll tell you what they're going to do. They're very clearly showing us what they're planning on doing. That's why I've encouraged so many people. Hold your convictions on this. Stand up for what you truly believe and absolutely do the best you can to stand your ground as much as you possibly can, because there's no doubt about it. It's coming, and it's going to get more aggressive, and it's not going to stop. And people that think they're going to sit back and go, well, I got my two shots, they'll leave me alone now. Man, that's almost comical if you actually think that they're going to stop now after they've been able to drag this much power and this much control, and they're just going to stop now randomly, say, you know what, COVID's over, go home, don't worry about it again, the vaccines are done. Pfizer's turned into a cash cow. We saw in Project Veritas.
Yep.
Or the one scientist said, dude, we run off COVID money now. I mean, that's what he said flat out in the undercover video. We run off COVID money now. And they figured out now they have their new reformulated ivermectin is really what it is, a new and improved ivermectin that they've now patented. It's $700 per person per, you know, as far as per cycle that they're running on it now. Now they're talking about coming out with their new injection for next year to fight the next variant. Dude, this it stops when we say it stops. And that's why it's so important while we're fighting this, while we're pushing this, to maintain our health and our mental strength. Even things like 5-HTP and cod liver oil and B-complex, those things are super good for mental health. I take them all the time. Yeah, I can't do this every day and do these shows every day and be around customers every day and on the phone all day long trying to fight to get packages to people and dealing with all this stuff. I couldn't do it without having the proper nutrients. I'd be worn out all the time. Not to mention, I'd probably go bonkers. And so it's like you have to take care of yourself every single day, and the right nutrients, as we have found, do a really, really good job at that, Doug.
You know, and I'm, again, at this Thanksgiving time, I am thankful that we have Austin and Ted Brower and Sharon and the entire Brower clan there with healthmasters.com. Folks, in the remaining few moments we have, I think we got about 3.5-4 minutes, Austin. I would urge everyone right now, please go to healthmasters.com. That's my go-to nutritional supplements store. There's nothing, no other product I've found that'll beat them. No place on the planet. I'm telling you right now, this is what you need, especially if you have issues, you know, health conditions and what have you. This is the top quality, top of the line stuff. This is the Cadillac. This is the Rolls Royce of nutritional supplements. At, you know, I don't know, Pontiac prices. Forgive me for saying that. But I'll tell you what, this stuff works. And Thanks 5 is an unconditional, unrestricted 5% discount on everything. But you better do it now, because we don't know how long Ted is going to be tied up for in that dining room chair on that chair. So Thanks 5 is the coupon code. Healthmasters.com is the place to go. Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers, maintenance, daily maintenance for yourself, for your family. This is so important. And you're 100% right. And I appreciate you, and I thank you and your family. We got about 3 minutes left. Go ahead. 3 minutes, it's yours, brother.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I, again, you know, it's the concept now of going back to becoming self-sufficient. What built this country, not only the love for God Almighty and the perseverance and strength and courage and honor, the basic principles of this country that made it so great. One thing that we've totally lost in this country, is the idea and concept of self-sufficiency. The self-sufficient aspect of taking care of yourself and your family, being responsible for your actions, being responsible for what you do and what you're involved in and the consequences that happen. And this concept now has eluded majority of people in the country, because they've pretty much been told now, it's not my responsibility to protect you. It's your responsibility to protect me. So you have to wear a mask. You have to get injected to protect me. That's like saying, well, if you don't wear your winter coat, I'm going to be cold. The concept is asinine. I saw the other day with a joke about birth control and condoms, and basically saying, like, if somebody has to, your wife's taking birth control so you don't get her pregnant, but the birth control doesn't work and you still can get her pregnant, so you still basically have to use other protection in order to not get her pregnant, and then that still can get her pregnant through that. Why in the world are you using all these means? Why don't you just live naturally and see what happens? The same thing we're seeing now. If everybody's wearing a mask, but you still have to get the shot, but that's still not enough. Your neighbor has to get the shot to make sure you're protected inside your home while you wear a mask after you got your shot. It's kind of like, why don't we just skip the middleman here and go back to being naturally healthy, maintain immune system, get D3, get fresh oxygen, exercise outside if you need to. That's incredibly good. Take proper supplementation, keep your vitamin C levels up, and maintain a natural immune system like we've been doing for decades upon decades. Hey, crazy concept, I know. But it's like everybody has made this so convoluted now and so confusing for that reason. That's why they've done this. Out of chaos and confusion is where they want to bring this out. If you take a populace that's scared and they're confused, 99% of them, they're going to listen to you. And that's what we have to remember now. We have to stay strong and stay not confused, to stay very alert and awake and not live in fear whatsoever.
Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Thanks, five. Until further, well, hey, 15
more.
We'll
run it through Black Friday today. Yeah, we'll run it through the weekend. That's how we've always done Black Friday sales. We can't do them very often. The 5% off everything, including kits, you know, with some of the stuff, 10, 20% off, it kills the margins, especially when we do free shipping on everything. But we've always done this on Black Friday, 5% off everything Black Friday today and through the weekend. And we just appreciate everybody.
I love it. Hey, Austin, thank you. Thank your dad. Thank your mom. Thank your family. God bless you. Thanks for all you guys do. You're in my prayers today and always. Have a good night.